This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Monday, of course, we are back
to Hug It Out Monday.
We'll be joined by Tom Brady.
Hillman.
Good to see you, buddy.
The hard questions will be coming on Monday for Tom
Brady.
They will?
That's the question of the century.
The hard questions.
Yes, we are trying to entertain people.
You're trying to entertain.
He spelled softball wrong.
Obviously, you want to know how he feels with regard to this contract.
Brady throwing a little bit of a tantrum.
You want to know what his intentions are at the end of the season.
I got 1 year to go, and we'll see what happens.
I suppose you're going to ask him about franchise tag perspective, why that was so important.
It is what it is.
A simple one, why do you hate Jarrett Stidham?
Jarrett Stidham.
Please, God, one more season at Tommy and Bill Belichick.
Tommy, you've seen a lot of guys over the years.
Tommy.
And now.
I'll give you a solid eight.
Solid eight.
Oh, wow.
Week two, solid eight.
Cultural change is hard.
Still broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Everybody be safe tonight.
Yeah,
and
be safe,
tomorrow.
Guys.
All across the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Or streaming at WEEI.com.
And the radio.com app.
Intercom.
This is
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
With your host, Greg Hill.
What is Greg Hill talking about?
He didn't understand angry little humor. Speak Godsmack, he understands it.
What is Grandpa Walton upset that we had Godsmack? We had Sully on the show the other day.
Close to 100 years old as I am.
Danielle Murr.
Oh, a boob. Are you five?
Well, no, you're a man. I mean,
No, you're not a man. You're a boy. I mean, you're a child.
B-O-B, boob.
Breastfeed me, queen. Joined by Nick Fitzy Stevens.
Fitzy has totally turned on Brady this morning. This is unbelievable.
I'm not turning on Brady.
Stabbed him in the back right before the Monday interview.
Go ahead, play it. Go ahead. He wants more money. I think Ninkovich is looking for more money to be a part of this show.
He wants Fitzy money.
Oh, so he's going to have to pay to be here?
And still here, Ken and Curtis.
The real K&C booth in there, Statler and Waldorf.
That was great. Fantastic.
Yeah, didn't like it.
Sosie's a good 15, 16 inches shorter than Zoe.
Nick, last season, Sosie was breastfeeding with the wife.
Stop it.
All right. Now, it's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
How could it happen? Where the f*** are they all?
On Sports Radio.
Jesus Christ.
You knew they were going to do it.
WEEI.
Anything important scheduled on the show today?
I don't think so.
Anything happening in the next 15 minutes or so that we should know about?
Fitzy's got a big take on Antonio Brown. I think the whole city's going to be buzzing.
I've got a Sox breakdown for you. Yeah.
Oh my God. Ken, you sounded so dead on the inside yesterday doing the post game.
Not true. Just dumped that. I was very excited to be there.
Well, it's the first Patriots Monday of the season, and that means that Tom Brady is scheduled to join us.
Hillman,
good to see you, buddy.
Good to see you too, Tommy. Tom Brady's scheduled to join us, I believe, at 6:15, so just a scant 10 minutes away or so. And as I said on Friday, delivering hard balls. That's all we're... The question is, will fake take Laird be emboldened and be able to ask a question that he really has wanted to ask for quite some time?
This is the first Greg Hill interview. He's passing the buck to Owen Laird, the producer, getting thrown right under the sled.
Well, happy Monday. Welcome to the show. If you'd like to be on this morning, you could call 617-779-7937, or you can text on the text line, which is 37937. And of course, it's Patriots Monday all day, so that means Tom Brady on this show and Bill Belichick with OMF at, is that a scheduled time or is that whenever Bill wants to do it, guys? It's got to be
usually when Bill wants to do it, but I think between 2:30, 3:30, that window is usually when he joins those guys.
All right. Hashtag exciting. Curtis.
Hashtag exciting with Bill. Everything's exciting.
Hashtag exciting. Let's get to this.
This is The Lead.
Just so you guys know, that's Pink Floyd, right? Danielle can't stand Pink Floyd, just so you guys
know.
Don't
like tones of David Gilmour?
No, it's not that I don't like. I hate. There are very few things in life that I hate. Pink Floyd is one of them.
What?
Yeah, she's not a fan she's of your lead fan? Of your lead choice this morning. She's not
go,
a fan. Well,
go great with the sex chair, I think.
Way to dry things up, Ken. Jeez.
All right, well, time to find out what is on everybody's mind this morning when it comes to The Lead.
Well, Friday we analyzed the Tom Brady facial expressions after the Jarrett Stidham touchdowns. Now Belichick is striking back through, as I foreshadowed Friday, his mouthpiece, Jeff Howe of The Athletic. I know a lot of people don't subscribe to The Athletic yet, but the praise of Jarrett Stidham, I mean, this was 10,000 words. Here are just a couple of takeaways. Charismatic leader. People are drawn to him. Star-level ability. Overcome adversity. The Patriots might have struck gold. He's blown away all expectations over the last 3 months. Ahead of where Jimmy G was at this point in 2014.
Ugh.
We've played one preseason game.
It's August 12th. Please. Please. All right.
But Belichick's coming back. The narrative, the spin cycle has started.
Okay.
There's this odd thing going on in the city of Boston now where local media personalities go on other cities' radio shows and say nonsensical things.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Ken Laird did that last week. Yes. And now we have Greg Bedard of the Little Red and Little Subscribed Boston Sports Journal, who joined Jason McIntyre of Fox Sports Radio and discussed Tom Brady.
This is essentially Brady sort of throwing a little bit of a tantrum. He said, fine, then I don't want to be franchised and I don't want to be traded before then. You're going to agree to that and then we'll see. And so Tom threw a little bit of a tantrum. The Patriots are surprised he went that far, but Tom does this from time to time.
So give me a break. Go ahead, Curtis.
No, I was just going to say that but this has been written nowhere. He just said this on a radio appearance. I feel like that would be a huge story, that Tom Brady threw a temper tantrum and begged for the inability for the team to franchise him. So that was Bedard's reporting on Fox Sports Radio.
They can't get out of each other's way making things up when it comes to the next fake take. They're like Laird. It's all fake takes.
Fake takes. There's some other news in the news who's being criticized soundly for charging people $82 to attend her 14-year-old son's go-kart themed birthday party.
$82.
$82 ahead. Not just the kids, the adults also.
And the mom is making everybody pays who goes to the kids' birthday party.
Correct. And also asking for them to A, pack a lunch, and B, bring enough for her son so that he doesn't have to bring anything.
What about the cake? I mean, is she at least she's not providing a cake? You have to pay for the cake. That's ridiculous. By the way, Nick, if you're thinking that you're going to be allowed to ask Tom Brady a question in 10 minutes, think again. I don't know if you're going to be able to fanboy during this interview or not, so keep thinking about it.
Hey, Greg.
Yeah.
The lead today is that in 10 minutes, Tom Brady's calling the radio show. What is anyone else going to be talking about today besides Brady's significant first public comments following the contract, quote-unquote, dispute, the Stidham remarks, and of course his house going on the market? This is what everyone will be talking about around Boston, Patriots Nation, and all over the country today.
That is your lead, is the first time Tom Brady has spoken extensively.
Yes.
That is your lead. All right. Well, if you're a guy who finds a Speedo just isn't revealing enough, there's a new see-through bathing suit that is out for men. And the company is called Maverick Swim, and it's $27. And I think we'd all agree that the male anatomy is not the most attractive. So I'd like to know who wants to see at the beach or at your neighbor's pool, who wants to see a man in a see-through bathing suit revealing everything?
Not this kid.
Are you interested?
Not even a little bit.
Are ladies interested in that?
Not in the guys that are probably going to wind up wearing it.
It's never the ones that you want to see. Is that what you're saying?
It's like the nudist colonies or the women that are topless at the beach. It's never the people that you actually want to see.
All right. Well, that's my lead for today. Is the we've reached the point in the country where men are going to be wearing see-through bathing suits at the beach or at the Y. I mean, that's
oh God.
I know. Do we really need that?
Oh God.
Do we have to see that?
I work out at a YMCA, and I've already seen enough to know that gravity works and we should all be blind, but dear God.
All right. If you want to be on this morning, the number is 617-779-7937, or you can text your comment to the WEEI text line, which is 37937. And as I mentioned, coming up next, we'll be joined by Tom Brady, and it's a Patriots Monday here on The Greg Hill.
Coming up this afternoon, Bill Belichick makes his return to Patriots Monday with OMF. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Well, the first Patriots Monday trending now brought to you by the award-winning 2019 Honda CR-V. I thought things went well for the Red Sox over the weekend. Pretty good display. Here was Rick Porcello summing it up.
You know, you get knocked down a bunch. Last year it was a dream season. This year you're getting punched in the face, you know, every fifth day, and it is what it is.
So they're calling it the punched in the face season. Is that what we're calling it?
Yep, okay. That's the right. Tagline. 12-4 the loss with Porcello Saturday, and then Sunday, a blown lead yet again. How about that? Number 22 on the year. Matt Barnes giving up a home run in the eighth to tie it, and then they lose in 10, 5-4 to the Angels. They're only 8 back in the loss column with 42 to play. I still am holding out hope. Trip to Cleveland tonight. 7:10, the first pitch on the Shaws in Star Market, WEI Red Sox Radio Network. It will be Joe Castiglione and Mario Impemba on the call. And Chris Sale will go Tuesday, E-Rod tonight. So maybe the last hope for the Sox. Patriots have their final public practices of the year today and tomorrow at Gillette. Then they'll go to Tennessee, joint practices with the Titans Wednesday and Thursday. Preseason game number 2 is Saturday night, 7 p.m. at Nissan Stadium. And Patriots have free parking they're rolling out at Gillette this year, provided you sign up in advance for the delayed release lot, located in the back of lots 10 and 11. You got to wait 75 minutes to leave, but free parking. How about that? I think that's a landmark decision.
That's like a $60 savings. I think right. They're the only NFL team to offer free parking. How about that?
Right. So Patriots are giving back. Now, they raise prices for the delayed release from 40 to 60 bucks, but let's not look there.
What we need is a pay for faster travel lane on Route 1.
Like, yes.
Never mind mm-hmm. the Pike and mm-hmm. 128 and what the governor is thinking when it comes to reducing traffic. We need a 1%er get to Gillette faster and get out of Gillette faster lane that you can pay extra for. I'd be in favor of that.
Tom Brady expected to join us shortly. This is the Greg Hill Show on WEI.
Patriots Monday with Tom Brady on this show and Bill Belichick this afternoon with Glenn and Lou and Christian. And that'll be sometime between, what'd you guys say, 2:30 and 4, somewhere around
that sweet spot, yeah.
Around that time this afternoon. So, and we're waiting for Tom. He probably has to clean, when you put your house on the market, you have to clean everything up every time you leave the house.
Right.
Like you can't, you know, the kids, all the toys have to be picked up, all the clothes have to be, because a broker can come by at any moment,
mm-hmm.
Stop by at any moment. You have to put the potpourri on the stove so that the place smells good.
You need the fresh baked cookie smell. That's what the realtors use.
Oh, that's what
days.
They like.
They do the fresh baked chocolate chip cookies because it smells like home.
Now I have to have fresh baked chocolate cookies, mm-hmm. chocolate chip cookies for lunch.
And you got to get those live, laugh, love decals off the wall above the bed. Always kiss me goodnight. There's a lot of dudes cringing because their wives made them put those up.
All right. Well, we're expecting that the quarterback for the New England Patriots will join us in just a moment. And I think Curtis is chatting with him right now. All right. Well, without further ado, joining us now, as he will every Patriots Monday on this show, it's Tom Brady. And Tom Brady is brought to you by Northeast Electrical Distributors, New England Honda dealers, driven by the award-winning 2019 Honda CR-V, Mass General Cancer Center, Everyday Amazing, and the Northeast Men's Clinic, specializing exclusively in the sexual health of men. Tom Brady, good morning.
Hi, Greg. How you doing?
How are
good
you?
Good to you.
What's
I'm doing good, man. Doing good. How are you? Everything good?
Yeah, it's good. I don't know if you've had a chance to hear the new show or not. I imagine you're probably not a radio guy on the way into work in the morning. You're probably listening. What do you listen to on the way in?
Oh, God. It depends what mood I'm in. Usually it's music, but, you know, every once in a while sports and every once in a while Howard Stern. So
What about no motivational tapes? I feel like you'd be a motivational tape guy on the way in.
Tony Robbins.
Really? Why do you feel that?
Well, because I feel like you're every day that you're making yourself better. I mean, that's kind of how I feel about it.
So it's all motivation. I think those things, whatever people are into, that's totally cool with. I'm like mood music. I'm either got to hype myself up a little or try to relax myself a little and just see how I'm feeling. So there's probably no one staple. It's been a lot of many, many years of driving into work. So yeah. It feels like a routine now.
I was, while we were waiting for you, I was wondering if you have to, do you have to get the house ready before you leave? Like pick everything up because you never know when a broker is going to come by with somebody to take a look at the place?
My wife's got, she's got all that handled. So like in most of our houses, our wives kind of take care of the important things and I get to go off to work every morning and she gets to take care of, our beautiful kids. And I got to support her the best way I can too. So that's why it's good. That's why it's a good relationship.
Absolutely. Well, as is often the case when it comes to your contract negotiation, I think there are always varying reports and we go back and forth kind of wondering which is true and which isn't. So I wanted to ask you this morning kind of how you would characterize how this particular negotiation went, Tom.
With the team, I mean, obviously a lot of those, I've had incredible success as this team has had over 20 years. And, we have a great relationship. And, if anything, the Patriots have taught me, it's, being in the present and not resting on what's happened in the past and certainly not worrying about what's happening in the future. And, I'm excited to get out there and play this year and do what I hope to do for this team, which is be a great leader, be a great example, be a great player. And then beyond that, I mean, it's not really, there's just too much work to be done between now and next season. So there's no point really worrying about it. That's how I feel.
Should we, we read in not only on sports radio and in the media, but fans as well, kind of try to read into things all the time. Should we read anything?
No, people read into it.
It's I know it's surprising.
No way. I know.
It's not like they listen to everything you say and analyze whether it's a Belichick quote or anything else, Tom. Nobody pays any attention to that. Should we read anything into the timing when it comes to selling the house?
I certainly hope you shouldn't read into anything. I mean, I think it's, it takes a long time to sell a house. I don't know if you guys, my house is a little bit of an expensive one, so it doesn't quite, fly off the shelf in a couple of weeks. So I think it's just, I'm at a point in my life where there's a lot of considerations that go into, playing. And, I have a very busy professional life. I have a very busy personal life. And, we're just, any decision that's made, has to consider everything. And I think that's, I'm certainly at a place where I've been in the same place for a long time. And I love playing for the Patriots and have such a great relationship with Mr. Kraft and Coach Belichick and our team. And, we'll worry about that when that happens. This isn't the time to worry about it.
Tom Brady is our guest. I think you talk about kind of the future there, and I think most Patriots fans can't fathom the idea of you not finishing your career here as a Patriot. Is that something that you ever think about?
I think lessons I've learned in my life are you control the things that you can control. And things that are out of your control, you just got to go with the flow. And, I think I'm in a great mental place, great mental, emotional place to approach the season. This isn't the first time around. So
yeah,
there's no point in worrying about things like that because there's so many what ifs and hypotheticals and this and that and this and that. And if you spend all your time and energy on those things, you miss track of what's really most important, which is what's happening right now. And, you know, this is where I want to be. This is, you know, this is the team that I want to be a part of and leading. And I'm really excited about doing that. And there's really not much more to read into it than that.
Okay. You played catch with Gronk at UCLA during the off season. How did Gronk look, and how long do you think it would take him to get back into playing shape if he wanted to do that, Tom?
I know that's another loaded off season question that I've gotten from about 5 million people. I think Gronk is just, you know, he's a great friend. He always will be. And, I'm excited for him and the choices he's making. And, you know, I think for all of us, you know, you look at pro football, obviously your career, it's a pressure packed environment. You know, you got to perform every single day, and, you know, that's a lot to take on. And, you know, to see him kind of regain his, you know, outward spirit, you know, has been fun to see, and he's enjoying himself. And, I think everyone who knows him just wants the best for him. And, you know, I think he's enjoying his time right now.
He did show up at my golf tournament, and he looks like he's down 50, at least 50 pounds, maybe 75.
50 pounds? Oh, my God, no way. He's down like probably 15.
15, that's it?
Yeah, he's a huge, I mean, he's 6'7". He's still a monster.
Yeah. Josh Gordon, have you heard from him? And from the point of view of you in the offense, how much would it mean for this offense if he were to be allowed back in the league?
Yeah, you know, all those are still questions, you know, too, the league's got to figure out. So, we all support him, and the guys who have been on the team have been working hard. And, you know, you saw in the preseason game the other night, you know, they made a bunch of plays, the receivers did. You know, and it's just at this point in the year, no one really knows what their team's going to be like. You know, it's all a lot of hope and hype right now. So, you know, you can't really buy into either of those things. You really have to worry about the process and just putting your head down and getting out there to work. And, you know, again, we're practicing today. We go to Tennessee tomorrow. You know, the guys who make this team are going to have earned it. And to play on the Patriots is a great privilege, and you're going to have to work your tail off to make it. So whoever makes it, makes it. You know, that's not my decision. That's our coach's decision. And, you know, we got to come together as a team and put our best team out there.
We were talking earlier about how everything you do is overanalyzed by the fans and by the media. Are you surprised when you see or hear, for instance, a full discussion about the difference between your reaction to a Hoyer-led drive and a rookie quarterback-led drive?
No, I haven't even heard that.
Yeah.
From the other night?
Yes, yes.
Oh, man, that's crazy. That's crazy.
So I'm
glad. See, this is why I'm glad I don't listen to sports sometimes, too. So.
You should tune in. You should tune in. We have 4 hours. Tom, we have 4 hours to fill. We have to make something up here and there. You know what I mean?
Understand. Yeah, I talked about a lot of stuff. I totally understand that. No, that's pretty, man, it is what it is. So.
Yeah.
I was happy for everyone the other night. That was really great. Brian played great. Jarrett played great. Like I said, the defense, I mean, they've been playing well all training camp. It's just fun to see, you know, everyone get out there and perform. And I definitely realize I don't like standing around watching football for 3 hours on the sideline. So
yeah,
that's not definitely one of my favorite things to do. I'd much rather be out there playing.
Yeah, I was going to ask you.
If you could take anything from that game, I think you could take that from that game.
Well, I was going to ask how tough it is for you, not as a competitor, not to be out there.
I know. I love being out there playing, and I love being out there with the guys. And, you know, football, this would be my, 29th year of football in my life. This would be my, 29th year. So that's a lot of football. That's a lot of routine. That's a lot of process. And I think the joy is getting out there and actually playing a game, because you practice and you train and, you know, you work out on the beach and you work out on the field and you work out in the mountains and you throw and you throw on your pads and you do your running and you do your lifting. And then all of it is really for that 3 hours a week. And to have the chance to go out there and play, that's where you get to cut it up. That's where you get to really go cut it loose. So when you do it, it's, man, it's a great highlight of my life. So I hate missing the opportunity to do it, and hopefully I can get some. I could lobby for some playing time this week. I'm in Tennessee.
Do you still see yourself playing to 45, Tom?
Yeah, I do. I certainly hope so. It's a challenge. I mean, if there's one thing, as you do get older, and you know, again speaking from some experience, you know, it's a big commitment, and it's a lot of time and energy I put into getting ready for practice, getting ready, you know, post practice treatments. You know, the mental part of the game is, I would say, not the challenge. It's just really working hard to keep my body in physical preparation, physical shape. You know, that's a big challenge, and it's I'm certainly not a robot. There's a lot of, you know, it's just a lot of time and energy to prepare myself and my body to play. So I love it. I love doing that, and I think that's why I've been very fortunate to be able to play as long as I have. But, you know, again, it's a physical sport. There's no certainties. I've had long-term goals, you know, and I've said 45 for a long time, and I hope I can make it there. And I'm close. But, you know, I'm just going to take it and see, reevaluate after the year and see how I feel. And you know, hopefully I can just keep doing it.
Do you ever think about what you will do when you call it quits? Can you see yourself on TV, or can you see yourself coaching?
I don't know. Again, I've never been forced to make that decision. So I haven't really had the focus, the time and energy on that. You know, it's been mostly hobbies, some of the other things, and certainly off the field. I have some business interests, but nothing really kind of, you know, feels the way football does or preparing for football. So, you know, our business, you know, our TB12 business is, I love it because it's so authentic to my life, and it's so authentic to who I am and how I live my life. And I think that's why it's been so fun for me to pursue that, you know, mostly in the off season, you know, because I love to, you know, I felt like so many people have asked me over the years, all the things that I'm doing, and to actually lay it out for people and say, here, this is all the kind of learnings that I've had, has been a great, you know, off field, excitement for me to show and share with other people. So that will definitely be a part of my second career per se, being a dad and being a husband will be another part of it. And then what's beyond that, you know, it's maybe I'll be an architectural designer, something like that, because I love building houses.
Have you considered, as you guys put the place on the market and you were lured to places like Greenwich, Connecticut, they're making a big push to get you to move to Greenwich. Have you thought about where, like, which state you want to be in? I think everybody assumes you want to be closer to New York.
Well, we have a great home in New York, and we've spent time in California over the years. Of my, you know, my son lives in New York. I've spent time in California. You know, we have a home in Costa Rica we've gone to for 12 years. We have a home in Montana we've gone to. So I think we've just been blessed to have our kids experience the world. My wife's from Brazil. You know, we do a lot of travel. So, you know, we built our home in California and we sold it, and we built this one here in Boston, and, you know, we're just fortunate to have options, and we'll decide when the time comes. And again, I don't want to put any pressure on myself to have to decide and to determine things without, you know, having the feelings and emotions of what that moment is like when we need to. So, again, I'm just fortunate to experience different parts of the world, and, you know, we'll see when that time comes, we'll make decisions then.
I have one further question on the contract thing, Tom, because everybody has said for 2 weeks that I'm only going to deliver softballs to you. So I have to.
Oh, are these hard hitting?
Yeah, this is. Yeah, I have a hard hitting one here.
All right, here.
So can you just give us kind of your philosophy when it comes to the franchise tag and why that was an important part of this for you?
I mean, I think, those are some personal feelings, and there's a lot of personal conversations that I've had that really, you know, aren't for other people's knowledge, you know. And again, this is, I think what this is about is just this season and dealing with this year and beyond this year, whether it's signing 5 more years or signing a franchise tag or not playing or none of those things needed to be decided this year. So I think what it was is just focused on this season and being in the right mental, emotional frame of mind to, you know, go out there and perform at my highest level. And like I said, I've got such a great relationship with the team, and I have 20 years of success with, you know, Mr. Kraft and Jonathan and with Coach Belichick, with the whole organization, all the coaches. I mean, they know how I feel about them. And we've just done some great things, and we're going to try to go do it again this year. And there's just it takes a lot to get from now to March, and I don't want to overlook the big challenge that we're facing. And I don't want my mind convoluted with, you know, thoughts that are premature or ones that I'm worrying about beyond what the current situation is, which is us trying to go achieve what, you know, we all hope we can achieve. And that's where my focus is, and that's what I'm excited about. So let's go, baby. Put me in, coach. I'm ready to go play.
So would you be in the mindset then that if they came to you in the middle of the season and said, let's get something done from an extension point of view that gives you security and, you're going to end up finishing your career here, would that be something that you would say, let's talk about it now? Or you would say, we're in the middle of the season, let's kind of wait till we get to where we're going?
Yeah, I think, you know, there's just, again, there's so many different scenarios and hypotheticals, and you can talk for, you know, this is why it's great to be in your job. When I'm done, I'm going to can I come work for you for a week?
Yes.
Just talk about all these different scenarios and situations, because that would be, I'm sure you can get into be very fun to talk about lots of hypotheticals, but I can't. In my job, I can't talk about hypotheticals. I have to just talk about, you know, the present moment, and that's what we're doing. So, again, that's where I'm my head's at.
All right, this is not a hard ball. This is a softball question. Did you ever end up throwing a football at anybody's face thanks to social media? That's what I want to know.
No, I've been pretty good about that.
Were you surprised when you saw that trending, how many people wanted you to throw a football at their face?
I know. I think that was pretty good. I think that's been such a fun aspect for me, social media engagement. And, you know, I've had kind of a couple good years at exploring, you know, what the fans like and what they want, and to show really different aspects of myself, you know, as, you know, instead of just always Tom Brady, the football player, other aspects of my life. And I love sharing those things. It's a great tool to have, you know, to relate to a lot of, you know, and people. I don't abuse it. I try to make sure what I present, I'm really proud of, because I realize it lives on forever. And, it provides me a lot of laughs too.
Are you planning on another Tom versus Time this year?
There's nothing really in the works. You know, I think I would say no, that would be the kind of the, off the top of my head. Nothing like that. So, but there's other little, you know, things that I'm interested in doing that maybe will happen down the road. Things that are more reflective and, you know, a couple cool little projects in the work that I focus on mostly in off season.
Are you okay with wearing the new helmet this season?
Yeah, it's kind of, you know, they kind of spoke to me last year about it, and I've been experimenting with a couple different ones, and I don't really love the one that I'm in, but, you know, I don't really have much of a choice, so I'm just trying to do the best I can to work with it. You kind of get used to the same helmet for a long period of time, and I did that, and my last helmet, you know, I wore in the last 4 Super Bowls. You know, so it was a pretty great helmet for me, and I hated to put it on the shelf, but, you know, that was kind of what they said to do, so kind of what I'm dealing with, and I'm working with something else.
Should we let Nick ask a question? Tom, we have Fitzy here, Nick, and he's, he worships the altar that you sit on every day.
Let's go. Let's do it.
Nick, what's up, baby?
All right, Tom Brady just said, Nick, what's up, baby? Let me check that off my bucket list. Awesome.
That's right. What else you got on there? Let's knock some of these off while you got me.
Yeah. All right, Tom. So this is awesome.
He's going to die. He's literally going to die
literally
on the
you're
air.
Going to, the man has to get to practice.
Yeah, we got
to
go. He's got a football season.
Your hands don't shake when you ask questions to other grown men? Come on.
He has to park in his special spot. Do you still, Tom, do you still have the special spot down there?
Special spot. No, I don't. I haven't had one for a long time.
You what? Say it again.
I haven't had one for a long time. All right. No special spots for me.
No special parking spot. All right, go ahead, Nick. What?
All right. So, Tom, obviously Josh is the quarterback's coach of the team, but yeah. I was curious as to when you're bringing along a rookie like you have Stidham on the team now, what your role, what your process may be in helping not necessarily groom him, but get him ready for the NFL game, you know, and how influential and what did Drew do for you back in 2000, and how can you relay that now to a guy like Stidham on the team?
Yeah, Drew was great for me. You know, Drew is a great example for me, and I think it's more of, you know, we're together basically all day. So, you know, we're all in the same meetings. We sit next to each other. We go through the same tape. We go through the same coaching point. And, you know, over the years, whether, you know, look at Jared this year or before that was, you know, Jimmy and Jacoby, Ryan Mallett, Matt Castle, Brian Hoyer, obviously. I've had so many. And then before that, I kind of had a couple older guys that I work with, Vinny Testaverde, Doug Flutie. I'm sure I'm missing some guys in between there. But look, we have like a great quarterback room relationship, and we share, you know, it's just constant sharing back and forth about, you know, football, play, scheme, you know, things that we need to talk to the receivers about, things we need to talk to the running backs about, things we not need to talk to Josh about. And I would say it's just a great quarterback room conversation. And the fact that a younger player gets to be in that room, you know, they can learn a lot. And they learn kind of the process, the thinking, and they hopefully they can apply it. I mean, if I had someone that I had 20 years of experience on me, I would take everything in. And I think a lot of these young guys do, whether they play quarterback or other positions. I mean, I'm always trying to, you know, help the guys in any way that I can, because being a good leader means you help the other guys around you be the best they can be too. And that's, you know, that's really the relationship, and that's what we're trying to do. So you want everyone to succeed. You want everyone to do well. You certainly want the team as a whole to do as well as it possibly can. And when it does, it's really a magical feeling. So we have a great room this year. I love, you know, watching those guys perform the other night, and hopefully we can keep it going. It'll be a tough test this week in Tennessee because we've got a lot of, they got a very talented roster, very talented coaches. So it's going to be a very telling week for us.
Now the quarterback question of the week, which is brought to you by Northeast Men's Clinic, specializing in the sexual health of men. Go ahead, Nick.
Okay, Tom. So I fall down a lot of these, you know, Twitter and Reddit holes a lot of times with debates, and welcome to Twitter. I hope you're not regretting that decision thus far.
positivity, man. It's unbelievable.
Isn't it really?
Positive. Twitter is very positive. If I need to be uplifted, I go right to Twitter, yeah. Tom. That's what I do.
Some of it, I'm like, God, this is just, you just, anyway, close the app, but go ahead.
Yeah, it's the social.
Quarterback question of the week.
Yeah. Okay, so coming from the super fan perspective, I'd like to know, what do you think is your greatest throw ever? I get caught in debates with people all the time online. What's the greatest Tom Brady throw of all? Well, there's so many to pick from, Greg.
Yeah, no,
I mean, I know what I think is your greatest throw ever, but I'd love to hear from you. What do you think is the best throw you've ever made as a Patriots quarterback?
Man. Oh, God. Oh. Give me yours, and I'll see if that's in the top 10.
Okay. 2003, overtime in Miami, the 78-yarder to Troy Brown.
That was a great throw. That's definitely in the top 10.
How about Kenbrell Tompkins, 2013?
You know, that was more of, in my view, a poor defensive play. That wasn't like a spectacular throw. But it was a great throw.
Go ahead. I like this. This is fun.
AFC Championship. We didn't like the result, but how about 4th and 12 to Gronk down the seam with the two safeties draped on him?
Yeah, that was a great throw.
Yeah, it was. Most people, believe it or not, most people say that your best throw was in the divisional game to LaFell to give you guys the lead against the Ravens, ultimately sealing the win.
No, I don't think so. That wasn't up there. There was a lot of ones to Moss. There was some to Stallworth, some ones to David Patton. We always got to kind of pick the long ones.
Yeah.
There was a cool one I threw to Brandon Tate against the Minnesota Vikings. I fell down, or what happened? I scrambled, and then I just turned around and I threw it to Brandon Tate. It was at home with Brett Favre as the quarterback, and he caught it and ran for a long touchdown. That was a pretty cool play. I threw one from my butt one time against the Bengals to Patrick Pass, like a 7-yard gain. So that was pretty good, too. No left-handed passes or no-look passes yet, but I'm working on those. So those might be in the repertoire this year. We got to try to add some to the top 10. This could be cool.
All right. Well, listen, thanks for checking in, and we're going to talk to you again next week. And I can inform the rest of the media that you are not disgruntled. That is correct, right?
No, I'm pretty happy guy. I'm pretty positive guy. You know that. I look at the glass as half full basically every day. So I'm in a good place.
Any chance of getting a discount, like a discount on the house? I mean, I know it's like $39 million. I mean, would you be willing to finance, like owner finance a sale on this?
For you, let's talk about this offline and maybe we can work something out. But only for you.
All right, only for me. By the way, the governor was very excited that you threw him a touchdown pass in the game.
Best Buddies.
The Best Buddies game in June.
That was pretty great. I love when he comes out. And, you know, he supported Best Buddies for a long time. So it's a great organization. And, you know, I love seeing everyone come out and get their little football skills. And I try not to throw the passes too hard because it can hurt pretty bad if you get one. So try to be somewhat gentle.
All right, Tom. Well, we'll talk to you again talk to you again next week. And thanks a lot.
Okay. Take care. Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
All right. There he is, Tom Brady. No question from Fake Take Laird, by the way.
I had my hand up the entire time.
No, you were cowering. You. Curtis, please.
Unbelievable.
Was he cowering in the corner?
Next segment, he's going to say that Tom Brady is going to be quitting and retiring, and he had a chance to ask him. Nothing.
We'll analyze ad nauseum what Tom Brady said coming up on the Greg Hill Show.
Let's do it. Nick, what's up, baby?
How
we doing?
Nick, what's
all right, Tom Brady just said, Nick, what's up, baby? Let me check that off my bucket list. Awesome.
Hey, right. What else you got on there? Let's knock some of these off while you got me.
Yeah.
All right, Tom. So this is awesome.
He's going to die. He's literally going to die
literally
on the
you're
air.
Going to, the man has to get to practice.
Yeah, we got
to
go. He's got a football season.
When your hands don't shake when you ask questions to other grown men, come on.
Go ahead. I like it. This is fun.
Shall I stay? Would it be a sin if
I mean, Nick, you have children. Was that the greatest moment of your life right there?
Yeah.
Asking a question of Tom Brady or the birth of your children?
What do you think the name of the first one is?
Tom. I never even realized that.
You're kidding.
You call him Thomas, so I don't think of Thomas in relation to good God, Batman.
And the second one is Bubs, or what's the... What?
Well, the first one's name is Thomas William Stevens, named for... Do the math.
Yeah.
I can't believe he was just got right into the throw thing and said he had... Tom Brady just said during a WEEI Patriots Monday interview, this is fun.
Yes, he did.
Great job, by the way.
What's up, baby?
I mean, I don't know. I'm sure that the critics will share their thoughts on how that went. I mean, there were some hard balls in there. None from Fake Take Laird, but...
unbelievable.
I can't believe it. I mean, you shut me out 30 minutes.
I mean, Curtis, you've been a part of many Tom Brady interviews. He seemed engaged.
I'm honestly, I've been doing this for a long time on the show. That was incredible. 30 minutes of just open, honest, relaxed Tom Brady. That was very well done.
This is Chad. Hello, Chad.
Hey, Chad.
Hey, Chad.
Nick, that was awesome, man. I'm excited for you. How cool was that?
Thank you, Chad. That was a highlight. That cracked the top 10.
That's awesome, man. Greg, that was probably the best interview with Tom Brady I ever heard. Usually boring and he talks about nothing, but you got him to open up a lot. I think every time you talk to Tom Brady, there's going to be a lot of jealous sports newscasters out there, just like last year at the Super Bowl. They're going to be hating you.
it was great. I mean, I don't know what's more interesting to you, hearing about the sale of the house or hearing about the franchise tag. I mean, let's listen to what he said about the sale of the house and the timing of that. Should we read anything into the timing when it comes to selling the house?
I'd certainly hope not. You shouldn't read into anything. I mean, I think it's, you know, it takes a long time to sell a house. I don't know if you guys, my house is a little bit of an expensive one, so it doesn't quite, you know, fly off the shelf in a couple of weeks. So I think it's just, I'm at a point in my life where there's a lot of considerations that go into, you know, playing. And, I have a very busy professional life. I have a very busy personal life. And, we're just, any decision that's made, you know, has to consider everything. And I think that's, you know, I'm certainly at a place where I've been in the same place for a long time. And I love playing for the Patriots, and I have such a great relationship with Mr. Kraft and Coach Belichick and our team. And, you know, we'll worry about that when that happens. This isn't the time to worry about it.
I think for the first time, theoretically, he is considering that he may not be playing for the New England Patriots next year. And I think that's why the house is on the market.
Absolutely. I think in his, he was very much cognizant of how what he said there, and he took a while to get to that point. And I think that's because he knows whatever he says, if he's honest, that will be headlines across the world, and he couldn't really be honest in that situation.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of considerations that go into playing. That's the cut right there, right?
Meaning that the considerations are, where is he going to be playing next year? Yes. This is Lee. Hey, Lee, what's going on?
Hey, Greg, long-time listener. Love the show.
Thank you.
I was wondering if anybody caught at the end of that Tom Brady kind of trolling Patrick Mahomes with his comment about no-look passes and left-handed throws. He said, yeah, I'm working on some no-look passes and left-handed throws. You know, maybe we'll see some of that this year. And I thought that was really funny. Wicked, wicked funny.
Yeah, considering that he beat everyone's favorite heir apparent to superstar QB twice last season. And also, you know, Greg, Brady did have a very, as Fourier said, he lived out loud during the offseason, you know, with the confetti coming out of the helmet, throwing the ball 61 miles per hour, saying that he was faster in his 40 time than ever before. It was a very social media friendly, extroverted offseason for the normally reclusive Brady. So I think he sounds like he's in a great place.
This is Mike from Lowell. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, Greg. What's up, buddy?
What's up?
You know, I've been listening to you for a long time, and that's one of your skills. You sit there and you talk to him like you're having a conversation with your buddy. You're just shooting the breeze with him. You're not trying to get him in a trap. You're not trying to get an aha moment out of him. And in return, he opens up.
Is my other skill talking about food, Mike?
So, well, Greg, talking about food, you get me eating my second breakfast by 8:30.
All right, Mike, thank you. Well, it's Patriots Monday. Well, I think we'll have a rare content replay on the Tom Brady interview if you missed it, and we'll probably do that at, what, 7:50 or thereabouts, fellas?
Right around 7:55 this morning.
After the news. All right, so a rare content replay on afternoon, guys, and we'll see. That's sometime between 2:30 and 4 or whatever, and we'll see if Bill Belichick opens up. He'll probably open right up and talk about everything, right?
He's demanding that Fitzy be in studio for that interview as well.
Yes, I know.
Hey, Coach, what was the greatest coaching decision you ever made?
This is fun.
Was it 2003 when you had him snap the ball off the uprights in Denver?
This is fun, or go ahead, I like it, is going to be Fitzy's new text tone. If it isn't already.
I've already had Nick What's Up Baby become my new ringtone.
Perfect, perfect. Do you want to get into the Jeffrey Epstein suicide?
Of course I do. I've been waiting all weekend to talk about this.
This is unbelievable. So if you somehow missed the news, billionaire financier and registered sex offender Jeffrey Epstein found unresponsive in his cell Saturday. Later they claimed it was death of an apparent suicide. However, he, while not on suicide watch on Saturday, was in a special housing unit where inmates were supposed to be checked on every 30 minutes. He reportedly hadn't been checked on by corrections officers for hours.
Yes. I mean, is there anybody, I'm curious what you think. Is there anybody who doesn't think that this is suspicious? We talked about on the show last week, he attempted suicide. Mm-hmm. And he's at a federal max prison where they don't. I think the last suicide there was a mafioso guy in the 80s. They don't generally have prisoners that are left alone to commit suicide.
He also was supposed to have had a cellmate. His original cellmate was transferred out on Friday. No reason given for the transfer. They never put anyone else in there. This reeks. This thing reeks. And you know what? I feel horrible for his victims because their day was coming in court, hopefully, when he went to trial next year, and they're not going to get that. And it's awful.
Well, there has to be a powerful person who is responsible
for
this.
Powerful people. I think there's too many names. He knew too much. There's too many names associated with him. And they're just this thing stinks like trash.
I mean, they're saying that what may have driven him to this was the release of some of the court documents in which they name an awful lot of powerful people.
Yeah.
Former senators like Senator Mitchell from Maine, the Bill Richardson, the former governor of New Mexico, these people who were apparently allegedly associating with him and were given women by him. I mean, listen, am I upset that the guy is no longer breathing and taking oxygen away from the rest of us? Absolutely not.
Right.
But there has to be more to this than meets the eye.
Oh, you think?
Yeah, I mean,
are you sure about that?
The
guards curiously told to look elsewhere 3 hours before he was discovered.
This is so...
How is this not a setup?
They're also looking into a lot of the situations surrounding the COs that were assigned to his unit at the time. Two of them were assigned to watch the special unit where Epstein was being housed. They were working overtime. One was forced to do so by management. The other for his fourth or fifth consecutive day. One of the individuals that was assigned to watch Epstein's unit did not normally work as a correctional officer, but like other people in those roles, according to one news source, they were able to do so for whatever reason. And they have not specified what that person's normal role within the prison is.
It reeks.
It stinks.
It stinks.
It stinks and it sucks.
Yeah. All right. Fake Take Laird says we're up against the clock, so we can take a break. But it's Patriots Monday, and this is WEEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.